chapter 12, verse 10. Just write it down. God will pour down His Spirit on them. That's a prophecy. In Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1, it talks about God will open a fountain for them, for the forgiveness of sin. So, how do they know? I mean, somebody got to baptize them. Somebody got to preach to them. And for the Jews, they're more acceptable to our belief because what? We keep Sabbath. Also, we believe one God. We don't say Trinity. Right? So, one day, somebody got to preach the gospel there.
Also, one supplement. The Jews, they also look for miracles, right? According to 1 Corinthians. So we, in what they need, or they, what they wait for, can be found in TJC. True God, Sabbath, miracles, and the way, the blessings we receive, is that our members become so loving and devoted in serving God as a living testimony. Right? So we are just like Gentiles who are not worthy to be part of this covenant, but through Jesus, we do. Right? So at the end, they will recognize, yes, this is how Lord Jesus fulfill His prophecy, His promise. So, it's a matter of time, according to God's timing. It's not a matter yes or no.
How do you know if miracles that happen in other churches are actually from God or not?
It can be three scenarios. The first one is the miracle really come from God. Because just like the work of John the Baptist, right? The baptism is for repentance, just like Cornelius, right? When he prayed, he saw the vision. He prayed was remembered by God. So God loved everybody. So it's possible the miracle will happen, even though they did not convert to TJC, the first possibility. And the second possibility is from the work of Satan, because Satan had certain degree of power. Of course, it's not as powerful as God. So that was the reason why so many different religions, they can attract so many people, because they do have some kind of a power. And we encounter some true seeker, they worship idol, and they testify some of very, they call the very strange thing happen, right? They call miracle. It come from Satan. The third one is a makeup story, just like a lot of TV show, right? A very famous TV evangelist, they perform miracle on the stage, and some of the journalist, reporter, just report it was really only a show, a makeup story.
And supplement, if the miracle, because it's a question, say, how do you know the miracle that happened in church, in other churches, actually from God? If we look at the Mark chapter 16, verse 20, if the miracle come from God, then what is next? They will hear or listen to the truth, right? Because miracle is just a supplement to prove what they preach is true. So we cannot deny there are some churches that they experience the grace of God. Yes, because they worship also Jesus. You know, they look at the Bible, just like John the Baptist. They preach the baptism of the repentance. They bring people become more godly than before. But the key is the truth. So miracles is just a supplement to prove, yes, for some certain degrees they are good. Right? So check what they believe, their truth, I think, is the way we can see. Is it biblical? If not, then we know. Yeah, not complete yet. Not good enough.
So question 2A, some church also say they have the Holy Spirit. Is it really the Holy Spirit from God?
A, 2A. So some churches say that they have the Holy Spirit. Is it really the Holy Spirit from God? Let me answer this question. Well, I often encounter other Christians and I preach to them, invite them to come to our church. And they say they have Holy Spirit. And then some people say, I do speak in tongue, I have Holy Spirit. Okay. So of course, the majority of them say, oh, I don't speak in tongue, I don't need to speak in tongue to have Holy Spirit. But some do say, I do speak in tongue, I have Holy Spirit. And then, of course, I'm kind of curious, right? So I say, okay, let's pray together. Right? So you speak in tongue, let's pray together. And I have a couple experiences, different experiences with them. One of them was praying with him. He was next to me, okay, behind me. And then I cannot hear him speak in tongue. He went like this. Psst, psst, psst. The lip was moving, and then it was blowing airs, okay? The tongue was not even moving. It's not even speaking tongue. And then after I finished prayer, and I went up to him and said, well, you say you have the Holy Spirit? He said, no, you have the Holy Spirit. That's speaking tongue, okay? And then that resolved my questions. And that, well, what I'm trying to say is this, when people say they speak in tongue, they have, out there, there's so many definitions of speaking tongue. Okay, like the one I just said, psst, psst, they say that's speaking tongue. And then I met another one. They say speaking tongue. My pastor taught me gigi gua gua like that. Okay, I speak in tongue. Okay, I said, well, no, that's not it. And then there's another one. One time, there's another Christian come to our church, right? Come to Baldwin Park Church, and he also says speaking tongue. So I remember I was praying with him. And he does speak in tongue, like sounds like similar to us, okay? But I don't know how to discern it. So I asked God, I said, God, can you please let me know if he has the Holy Spirit or not? Is that spirit from you or not, okay? And then when I was praying, after I asked that question, I feel like, how come this something invisible, something unclean, something unclean is also oppressing me and rubbing me, like next to me, rubbing me. And then at first I didn't quite get it, and I realized, wait a second, I just asked God, God, what kind of spirit is that? And then what I sensed was unclean and very oppressive. It kind of tried to rubbing me. Okay? So, and it, the sum of it is almost like just like ours. So I'm trying to say, even Satan can make that person sound like us. You know, sometimes I met some truth seeker or some people, right? They pretend they have Holy Spirit. They just roll their tongue, okay? Of course, they don't feel anything. They roll their tongue. So I'm saying that people can imitate speaking tongue, but they not necessarily have Holy Spirit. Satan, if people can do it, Satan can do it too. And this is where it comes in, the discerning of the Spirit can discern whether that person truly has Holy Spirit or not.
Are there any churches who perform the exact same baptism as us?
Number
2B.
2B. Preacher Liang, can you answer this?
Okay. Number A, huh? I have a supplement. And First John chapter 4, verse 1. Do not believe in every spirit, but test the spirit whether they are of God. And later on, the Bible gives us three criteria to test. If the Spirit comes from God, first, the Spirit must confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, is of God. The second criteria, if the person receives the Holy Spirit, whatever they say or vision or prophecy must something related to spiritual. So a lot of Pentecostal church, they claim they speak in tongue, they saw a lot of vision, they prophesy, but about 80 to 90% of their prophecy all related to the worldly matter. Oh, so this not fulfilled to second requirement. And the third requirement talk about if the spirit come from God, they will listen to us in verse 6. Listen to us referring to the truth, the gospel. So eventually, whether the spirit is coming from God, the judgment is after we talk with the truth God revealed to us. If they will agree, then that spirit is the same spirit. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there any other churches that perform the same exact baptism as us?
Me.
I know.
Can you answer?
I don't know. Probably no. Because other churches, they perform fully immersed, the baptism, the true baptism. Yeah, in the top, right? Few churches or denomination, they baptize member in living water, but it depends on the location. Even the same denomination, their baptism may be different because of locations. You know, or depend on the weather. It's during the winter season, then baptize in the indoor. It's summer, then outdoors, okay. Right? So, no consistency. But to us, no matter it's winter or the summer, right? 100 years old man, or 10 days baby, right? All the same way. In the living water, no matter it's cold or warm, fully immersed in the name of Jesus, face downward, right? And fully immersed, make sure, complete, immersed in water. So far, I don't know any church perform baptism like us.
Okay. If they perform the baptism exactly, same baptism as us, exactly means 100%, right? The same with us, then their sin will be forgiven. If their sin will be forgiven, then they will receive Holy Spirit. But from the fact, most of the Christian receive baptism, most of them did not receive Holy Spirit, then we know their baptism is different from us.
So, no, we haven't heard any other church baptized exactly the same as us. And with that five criteria we have, I think you should know, right? It's hard.
Sabbath?
No. The five ways. Five criteria for water baptism. Okay. The person who baptizes need to have Holy Spirit. Okay. Second is living water. Third is head bow. Fourth is full immersion. Okay. And then fifth is in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So these five is kind of hard to get in the Bible, okay?
Has our church, have we ever checked or conversed with other churches to talk about our doctrines? Question
yes.
Two.
How often does our church, well, it's me. For example, I went to Toronto Church, and next to the Toronto Church is another church, okay? And I just went in, and then the first thing I asked is, I just want to cut all the things out, okay, just get to the point. I just asked them, what are your basic beliefs? Can you show it to me, please? I would like to know your basic beliefs. Because basic belief defines salvation. I want to know what's their way of defining salvation. And that's usually when people who know Bible, if you talk about love, faith, hope, that's a lot of churches talk about that too. Well, I just want to, what's your way of salvation? So that's the way I know about them. And so far, whenever I ask, no. They also have 10 basic beliefs. Usually 10 is a perfect number, right? So they're usually 10. And most of them, they have a couple same as us. You know, believe in Jesus Christ, believe in the Bible, maybe believe the second coming of Jesus Christ. But then about baptism, food washing, Holy Spirit, Sabbath, these things, Holy Communion, they don't. Oh, they also have Holy Communion too, but they don't believe that had to do with salvation. Okay.
Okay. We'll move on to the next section. It's about how do we preach. So how do we preach to other, for the one that says to other religions? How do I preach to relatives who are Buddhist or who worship ancestors?
我转到请你回答一下，这个你有经验。
Pray. You know, for other religions, it's kind of difficult to believe Jesus is God. You know, because other religions, they have wrong concept according to Bible. Wrong concept about God. They even don't know who God should be. Right? So, like Buddhist or the other religions, they treat God just like their sermons. Right? If I have need, I came in to worship, and then I order, you have to fulfill my request. If you do, then I offer something for you. Right? Exchange. So usually they just come in for ordinary things. But God is not so. So first, we have to properly bring their understanding about God, and then try to testify the God we have, right? We worship now, how true and how powerful this one living God can change your life. Okay. So I think testimony is important. But the key is God has to open their heart. Otherwise, very difficult to convince people unless Holy Spirit moves someone. But we do our best to introduce. Just like a sort of seed in their heart, right?
How do you politely tell others that they aren't part of the true church?
I would tell them, hey, so do you agree with water baptism? Do you agree with the Holy Spirit? Do you agree with Sabbath? Okay? That's how I tell. If you agree, thank God you're in. Then you know there's one true church.
I know.
I just bring them their attention to think about the definition of church. You know, look at the Bible and to study the original. Meaning of church. Are you sure you are the church of Christ? You are the body of Christ already? Right? So the church, true church, there's only one definition in the Bible. Look back and then to see. So we introduce the truth to them and then when they're eyes to look at further. If God open their eyes, then they understand and they will come. Come and see.
Okay. Next section is about the name of our church. So maybe you can try to sum this up into one kind of answer. So the question is, how did we get our name? And why can't we call our church True Church?
那传道请你回答一下。
Yeah, true Jesus church is a true church, so it's good.
They're asking, True Jesus Church, right? What can we not take? Why don't we just take out the name True Jesus Church? We say True Church. Don't call it True Jesus Church.
Why not put the name of Jesus? The name of Jesus is so powerful. Why you take it out?
How do we get our name?
How do we get our names?
Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit moved the early worker, so they just give the name True Jesus Church.
From Holy Spirit? This is how Holy Spirit established the church. Right? Establish the church and give the name. True Jesus Church, because the church belongs to Jesus.
But I thought it was called something different.
Yeah, so there's another question that says, what's the difference between TJC and True Jesus Mission?
This is from the translation later.
Right now, the church called True Jesus Mission only two places. The first one is in India. The second one is in Hawaii. And the one from India is, there was a Indian truth seeker in Malaysia. It's about 50 years ago. And he received the gospel in Malaysia. And later on, he went to China to receive training in Hunan province. And after training, he went back to Malaysia, to India to preach the gospel. And most of the True Jesus Mission, the church been established in mountain region. Their work is to cultivate the tea leaves now. And the reason we find the True Jesus Mission is about 15 years ago, one of the True Jesus Mission, the church council member walked in the street and saw the poster of our spiritual convocation. And he thought, oh, how come True Jesus Church, right? So he come in and inquire about our church. And in the beginning, we still cannot be sure whether the True Jesus Church is related to Jesus Mission. Not until the minister visit their headquarters and look into their first seed, take a group picture of the spiritual convocation taking in Hunan province. And there's a Chinese character very big, Zhen Yesu Jiaohui, True Jesus Church. Also, when they saw the picture, all of a sudden they realized we are the same origin. Oh, so this is the first one. And that True Jesus Mission, later on, because mainland China cut off, 1949, cut off relation with outside, so they have no communication. And later on, because some of the evil spirit was working, they were afraid of praying in tongues. So right now they have no speaking in tongue. But they preserve all the basic doctrine. Why do they preserve it? Because they compose a hymn, all right? And all the hymn they sing in the Sabbath is 10 articles of faith. Oh. So because of this, the doctrine is the same. About 10 years ago, the worker been sent to there. So gradually, part of them right now already come back to True Jesus Church. So this is the first one. The second is Hawaii. Now, Hawaii, 1930s, Elder Guo went to Hawaii and established the first TJC in America. 1930. It's the same thing, 1948, cut off the communication. So because of this, some of the doctrine go deviated. So it's very important now, if any local church cut the communication with the main body, eventually the church is going to change. It's just like a finger you tie with a rubber band, right? You tie 3 days to see what is going to happen. All right? The finger will be dead. Oh. So that intercommunication between the local churches is very important. So if you see any local church worldwide, right, cut off the communication with the main body, that was the beginning of the change of everything. That will be very dangerous. So Hawaii Church, right now they still have a True Jesus Mission, the building, but they baptize in the pool. They keep the Sunday. They don't have Holy Spirit. Right now, it's totally, you cannot see the characteristic of true church there. Yeah.
Real quickly, is there a polite way to explain to our friends that our church is called True Jesus Church without condescending it to other churches, without putting other churches down?
Okay. We explain this name internally and externally different. But not because we have two doctrines. Externally, right? True revealing God. God is a true God, right? And church is a group of people whose sin being sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the mediator. So in the middle between God and the people. So True Jesus Church. So if you don't like it, your church can name True Jesus Church too. Yes. Right? Because it's biblical. This is external. You will not offend nobody. But internal, True Jesus Church, Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine. Yeah, right? So true is to differentiate the difference between our church and other church. Because we are the church promised by Jesus Christ and established at later reign.
Okay. Two more questions.
that's before they register. You know, the early workers, once they register in 1917 in Beijing, you know, as a true church, 真耶稣教会, and that's it. But in the beginning, because the church, the early history, they preach already, they preach the gospel, and they come out with a big heart, correct all nations, 万国跟真教, because they are very sure about the doctrine we receive from God, Holy Spirit, inspire, give them the revelation. Okay? So, since that time, 1917, the church name never changed, no? True Jesus Church. Yeah. And the English, no matter it's True Jesus Church or True Jesus Mission, it's from translation. Like in Spanish, the church name also different because of, I don't know, maybe grammar issue or the understanding. It's a different name, but in Chinese, it's the same. 真耶稣教会.
We just have two more quick questions and then we'll be done. Miscellaneous. This one should be really quick. It could be like a yes or no. Are we going to preach the gospel to the Arctic or Antarctica?
Yes, if there is a human being.
I'd like to supplement. Maybe they can come to U.S. and we can preach to him. That's quicker.
Okay, and the last question. Can one individual TJC be truer than the rest of other TJCs?
I think there's a misunderstanding of what's church. Church is not one person. Okay, church by the definition of Acts chapter 20, verse 28, right? It's anybody who has received the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay, so that all the people who have received, that's one church. So you cannot say one church is holier than the other. It's contradict.
All right, so really thank God that we're able to finish all the questions. I know that we're not able to really go into an encouragement or a sermon before our prayer session, but we really hope that this panel discussion is the encouragement for you to answer any of the questions that you might have about our church and how we are the one true church. And it solidifies your belief in Him. So in this prayer, we hope that, you know, to really thank God that all of us are sitting in this ark today together, and we are the chosen ones to be saved, and He chose us. So with that said, we can come up to pray.